Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, hey, Aaron Flint here. Great to be with you here on this Tuesday morning. John Jackson, the Joker from X, is going to join us again a little later in the hour here. Our producer, Caden Bjornstedt, he's enjoying a well-deserved day off today. And so we've got another great young man, Finley Warden, filling in as our guest producer here this morning. And talk about timing, because this young man, he just barely turned 20 years old. Finley Warden, his reporting at the Montana Teachers Union Conference last week, now getting national attention from libs of TikTok on X, and then investigative reporters like Andy Ngo also highlighting Finley's reporting from inside the Montana Teachers Union Conference. Finley, give our statewide audience just a rundown of what you've exposed in the last couple of days.
Thanks so much for having me on, Aaron, and it's great to talk to the people of Montana about this statewide. So last week, for 2 days, I went undercover to the Montana Federation of Public Employees Annual Educator Conference, where teachers go to get their required professional development training. And some of the sessions that I uncovered there are just full of far-left radical ideology. I'll just give a few examples. We played the clips earlier in the show. But there was a librarian from Washington Middle School in Missoula who was caught. She admitted adding a previously banned book back to her library that had sexual content. There was another presentation. It was the DEI Art Council in Montana. And their presenter admitted, or she compared censorship of new child images of child pornography to the censorship of Nazis and to the censorship of Hitler. As well, there's other clips that I haven't released yet. I'll be releasing them in the coming days. But just as a flash forward, I have a clip of two teachers doing a role play session with each other on how to deflect parents who oppose DEI instruction, as well as some other clips, including some extremely inappropriate sexual things surrounding children.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, it's just incredible reporting that Finley Warden is doing here. You can follow him on X, x.com at Finley Warden, F-I-N-L-E-Y, and Warden with an A. But yeah, we'll come back to Finley here a little bit later this hour of the show as well. But anyway, some of what he is uncovering here raises questions about if some of this is in violation of state law. In fact, Finley's very reporting that's getting national attention has now triggered a Dear Colleague letter to all school district superintendents across Montana. This Dear Colleague letter was sent out by Montana's Superintendent of Public Instruction, Susie Hedlund, last night. Speaking of Superintendent Hedlund, she is with us on the phone lines right now. So we're going to get to Superintendent Hedlund right after this quick break right here on Montana Talks. And then a little later in the hour, we'll get to your phone calls and more. Stand by. Back right after this.
It's cybersecurity.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, let's just jump right into it here with Montana's Superintendent of Public Instruction, Susie Hedlund. Superintendent Hedlund, great to have you on this show here. Give us your reactions to what you have seen now publicly reported following the MFPE Teachers Union Conference last week.
Yes, thank you for having me this morning, Aaron, and good morning, Finley. I'm excited to join you. I just want to say that, you know, this is unacceptable. We are ensuring that schools are in compliance with state and federal law. So we sent out a reminder to all schools. We really need school leaders to step up and lead by example and make sure that their staff understand the legal requirements and that we are educating students on academics. That's what parents are entrusting us to do. Teach reading, writing, and math. School is a place for learning, not a place for indoctrination. And the kind of things happening at these teacher days are a prime example of why families are losing trust in public school. So we need to be transparent. We need to get education back to the basics. And we need to include parents in what we're teaching in schools.
Yeah, it was crazy because this kind of got exposed a year ago where they were pushing, you know, LGBTQ plus propaganda on teachers and librarians. They were pushing really what many see as racist CRT training sessions, DEI, all this other stuff. And then now to do it yet again and to basically be caught on a microphone saying, well, here's how you get around the law. Here's how you go around the parents. I mean, this is truly audacious from these people that are shoving this propaganda down the throats of our teachers and our librarians.
Yeah, we are not going to stand for this. There's no getting around the law. The schools have signed assurances that they will follow the law and they will not teach DEI and these other topics in the schools and indoctrinate our students. And their accreditation is at stake, which allows them to play sports and many other things. Their funding is at stake and teachers' licenses are at stake. Those are the things that, you know, we have oversight over at the Office of Public Instruction, as well as determining who is allowed to provide renewal units. So if these kinds of things are going to be going on, you know, we're going to look at the providers as well as the schools. And we really need the leaders to lead by example and hold their staff accountable. And we're here to support that. These professional development days being set in the middle of October when parents are trying to work and things is an archaic practice. You know, they're not attended like they have been in the past. There's so many high quality virtual options that the Office of Public Instruction and others provide, as well as really cool relevant days like Maelstrom Air Force Base. I went to their PIR days this year because I get my license renewal units as well. And we got to, you know, go on a missile site and we got to speak with parents to gain understanding on how to support military families.
Wow.
Those are the kind of professional development opportunities we want to see teachers having.
That sounds incredible. I know you supported, there was a bill in the legislature by Representative Jody Etchart that would basically, you know, block taxpayer funding dollars from going from some of these school districts to send teachers to really partisan teachers union conferences and then pushing this woke agenda stuff as well. But that bill did not, unfortunately, get across the finish line. But what else could be done? In fact, our guest producer today, Finley Warden, who did all this reporting, he has a great question. Could your office, could the Office of Public Instruction basically rescind MFPE's ability to grant professional development credits? Could that be one way to rein in this this stuff?
Yes, that's a great question, and we are looking into that because there are strict guidelines of, you know, being a high-quality renewal unit provider and having criteria that meets the expectations, and teaching anything related to DEI is a clear violation of Trump's directives, of our directives, and anything that is tied to funding or our public school system, professional development, or teaching in the classroom. So we will definitely be looking into that. And I really appreciate Representative Etchart for carrying House Bill 557. We did support that, which would get rid of these MFPE days in the middle of October so that local school districts can choose when they want to have their teacher training days and what they want to focus on. And so I think we really need to get that back to local control. And with all the virtual options these days, people aren't wanting to travel to one spot in the state, especially when the content is this indoctrination, as we've been discussing. So I'm hoping that, you know, we'll have another legislator come in strong on this next session. And in the meantime, we will make sure that educators across the state know about all the different options. They no longer need to go to these days. There's so many incredible opportunities out there.
All right. Well, Superintendent of Public Instruction Susie Hedlund, great to have you on the show. Great information. We'll get your dear colleague letter and other public information on our Montana Talks website here later this morning. But great to have you call into Montana Talks. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Yeah, Finley Warden, if you go to MontanaTalks.com, we had some of his initial reporting that he is sharing on X, x.com/Finley Warden, and you can find it on the Montana Talks website. But he, since what we shared yesterday, he has now got audio clips that he has released as well. We'll talk about that and much more. We're going to go to Finley. He's going to jump on the microphone right after this, and we'll get John Jackson, the Joker from X. We'll get his reaction to what we've all just heard, and then get into the other news stories of the day as well.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we got John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us here today as well. So we'll get into, you know, any topic under the sun, frankly. And if you want to call in and jump in on the conversation, you can give us a ring at 406-294-0970. Actually, hold the calls for just a couple of minutes here, because I want to see if Finley can hop on the microphone with us here. And so if he's on the microphone talking with us, it's a little hard for him to answer the phone call with you. Finley, give us your reaction. You're the one who's been breaking all this news about the teachers union conference that took place in Missoula. Give us your reactions to what the superintendent just shared with us.
Yeah, well, it's incredibly reassuring to hear her reaction to that. It's good to know that we have leadership in Helena and in our public schools that really cares about this issue, that recognizes this issue in our state as a problem. And my general reaction is, I think based off the past 2 years of my reporting, I think it is time that MFPE no longer has the ability to grant these professional development credits. I believe they've beyond proven themselves to be incompetent and ill-fit to provide these development courses to teachers in the state.
Well, and what about the fact that, I mean, I thought she had good, specific, concrete answers, especially to the question you asked, which is, okay, hey, you know, she's supporting state law that would do a couple of things. She's enforcing state law and reminding vis-a-vis the district superintendents what the laws are right now and how it could jeopardize funding for these schools if they support things like this based off of federal and state programs in particular. But her specific response to your question, which is, hey, well, your office, could your office alone rescind MFPE's ability to grant these professional development credits? I just appreciate the fact that she had a concrete answer and said, yeah, we're looking at doing just that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was a good response. And I think just based off the reporting I put out from this conference, I think of most of these teachers that I have in this recording, I do not think they should keep their licenses. I think they've beyond proven themselves that they are not fit to be teachers in the state of Montana. So I hope we see real, genuine action. And I do think we will see it from Susie. Yeah, she's doing an absolutely amazing job against these teachers and librarians and activists in the state that are pushing these radical and in some cases illegal things on teachers.
Well, great job, Finley. Keep your microphone close. I know we'll probably have some folks calling into the show to jump in on the phone lines. In fact, folks, call in right now if you want, 406-294-0970. But Finley, keep your microphone close. I want to come back to you a little bit later in the hour as well, because he's got some more audio that he wants to share with us from inside this MFPE Teachers Union Conference and some of the crazy woke stuff they were pushing. John Jackson, the Joker from X, I know you got to listen in on Superintendent Susie Hedlund there. Your reaction to what she shared with us and just this story in general about how, you know, they did it last year and they got busted pushing this anti-American woke agenda, the pro-LGBTQ plus agenda in the classrooms on these teachers. And they do it again. I mean, literally just poking the people of Montana right in the eyeball.
She needs to use every piece of power at her disposal. Like we said before, letters, these communists care not one whit about any kind of letter. And for Finley, I know listeners out there and people on X would like to know the names of those people, those teachers, those librarians, those people he's recorded at that thing, we need the names. Those people need to get made famous out here on social media. And I think some friends of mine already have the names, but we'd like to see Finley put it out.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, well, we'll leave that to Finley on, in terms of, you know, he's sharing the audio, of course, and things like that. But, yeah, we'll leave that. Maybe we'll come back to Finley on that question here a little bit later. John, some of the other big news to get to here in the meantime. Knutson sued over ballot language edits. This comes from the liberal Montana Free Press. Backers of two ballot initiatives calling for nonpartisan elections for Montana courts are suing Attorney General Austin Knutson for editing their ballot language. Well, first off, ballot language is always edited. It goes through edits with the Attorney General from a legal perspective. It goes through the Secretary of State's office for other legal reasons and process reasons and everything. So here you have the media trying to make it sound like, oh, why is this big, mean Attorney General editing their ballot language? Well, that's the process, right? But basically what you have here is you have these left-wing front groups pretending to support nonpartisan elections when in reality they want the radical left and the out-of-state dark money donors that fund judicial races in particular to maintain the status quo. They want to continue to have a radical left-wing grip on our courts, for example, in particular. And so they're operating under the guise of nonpartisan. And so the reason they're mad at Attorney General Austin Knutson is because he is accurately informing the people what this ballot initiative would actually do.
And this is a football play. Just imagine it as a football play. They just snapped the ball to the quarterback. He's rolling around to the left. And what they're doing right there is pitching the ball. When they're pitching the ball back to their running back, that running back is the Montana judiciary. And now they want them to carry this all the way to the goal line and tell them, Austin Knutson cannot do that. Only we can do that. And they're going to step in like they've done before. And the court is going to write our ballot initiatives. It's just amazing the judicial tyranny and overreach we are living through right now.
Yeah, and you know, it's also interesting when, remember, something else we have pointed out here, John, you and I were talking about how Arabella Advisors and George Soros, and I would throw Hans-Jörg Wiese's name into the mix, how they, sorry, I just missed a caller in here. Finley, go ahead and send that caller again if I missed it. I apologize. That was my mistake. You know, Arabella Advisors, these are the ones that are funding all of these fake, phony No Kings protests. How much money did you say was going to these so-called No Kings protests, the Never Trumper pro-illegal alien rallies that are going on across the state, across the country?
Their books show them at almost $1/3 billion.
Almost $1/3 billion to fund these radical left-wing protests. And some of these people are the same ones funding the Antifa domestic terrorists. Well, I say that because who has been funding ballot initiatives in Montana? Arabella Advisors. You've had foreign operatives like Hans-Jörg Wiese funding ballot initiative campaigns in Montana in the past. So think about this. Now, it's in theory, it's supposed to be banned this year, but think about this. Here you have the radical left using the ballot initiative process to maintain a grip on the courts, and they're using the courts to keep their fraudulent, phony ballot language in place in order to keep their power on the courts. I mean, it is such a sham what they are doing right here before our very eyes. But fundamentally, John, this is why I believe people have got to pay more attention to the Supreme Court elections here in Montana, because if not, they're going to continue to use the left-wing mob that runs the Montana Supreme Court to run this state into the ground.
you and I have talked about this before off the air and on air, and these ballot initiatives that you're talking about, in the 25 years that I've called Montana home, I have voted in every single election that Montana has had. And I'm telling you right now, I have never, not once that I can remember, voted for a single ballot initiative out there, because invariably every single time they are some kind of communist agenda item, or they're a tax hike, you know, these levies and all that. Every single time, you could not go wrong by just circling no on you don't even have to read
and if it's
just
not
circle no.
And if it's not, the Montana Supreme Court will throw it out and overrule it anyway. They'll say, I know the people spoke, but we're just going to ignore that and throw that out. Yeah, it happens. And then they fund it with all this out-of-state money from their far-left mega donors and more. All right, into the phone lines we go. 406-294-0970. Looks like we've got Victor in Missoula, who apparently was an attendee at this MFPE Teachers Union conference last week. Victor, what did you want to share with our statewide audience?
Well, I attended the conference, and I was just looking at some information that I think a young fellow who attended named Finley, who was very pleasant. I talked to him a little bit. I attended the same conference he did, yet I didn't see any of the...
Oh, I did not hang up on him. We lost your call there, Victor, for some reason. Victor, call us back. That you guys heard that little beep. That was the call dropping on us. Maybe you hit the wrong button. Victor, call back in. Call back in. So you're saying you did not see what he saw. So which presentations did you attend? And which presentations did you not attend? Because Finley's got audio from what he saw and what he heard. So, but Victor, give us a call back. I really wanted to hear that. I kind of want to hear that, because if he's saying, well, I don't know what Finley saw, but that's not what I saw. Well, Finley's got the tapes. He can roll the tape to tell us what he heard.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to argue too much with actual recorded audio, are they? I think you're going to be climbing a tall tree to convince anybody that that didn't happen when it's on audio.
Yeah, Finley, maybe we should play the librarian audio after this, or did you have a newer audio clip that you want to share coming up after the break? The librarian one, that is the one where this librarian is talking about how it meant so much to her that she took it so personally when she was able to put this book back on the bookshelves. And basically, this is a book that has like LGBTQ agenda stuff in it, non-binary gender stuff in it. And she, you know, talked about why she had to get that book back on the shelves for these junior high school kids. That's one of the audio clips that Finley recorded at this basically public meeting at a public school last week.
Whether you're as veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Tim Sheehy calls it the stupid Schumer shutdown. Secretary Burgum called it the selfish Schumer shutdown. Full audio with both of them. MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Backlash from the countryside as groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association are calling out President Trump for wanting to increase beef imports from Argentina. NCBA's Colin Woodall.
Well, first and foremost, we're not supportive of what the president is pitching.
And one of the things we're thinking about doing is beef from Argentina.
And we're extremely disappointed in the comments that he did make. We're hearing from producers who voted for President Trump, and now basically are feeling attacked by the very guy they voted for. And I think the president needs to understand that. We've made that very clear in the conversations we've had, that this is not just about the marketplace, but it is about the overall reputation of the administration, because he has not taken the time to sit down and really understand how beef pricing works, the economics of this industry. And we made it very clear we're willing to sit down and have that conversation with him. This is not just about how prices will react in the future. It's about how we have already been hit as an industry, whether it's the president, whether it's the Secretary of Agriculture. I don't think there's an awareness that even the most innocuous of a comment, even if it's just a passing comment, can have significant ramifications on the cattle markets. We've also had longstanding concerns regarding foreign animal diseases and what's really going on the ground in Argentina. Foot and mouth disease virus can travel on fresh and frozen product. We're asking members of Congress that are friends of ours to also call the president or text the president and let him understand what he's done to hurt us as cattle producers.
I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, Victor in Missoula, definitely give us a call back. Yeah, we did not hang up on you, so we want to hear from you, especially if you've got a different perspective. So give us a call back, 406-294-0970. Hey, it's all about made in Montana, isn't it? You know, we just heard the Farm and Ranch report there that normally runs inside the break, but that's all right, ran outside the break this time. But, it's really about supporting our made in Montana producers. Let me tell you about a made in Montana producer. He's a Marine Corps veteran, lives in Big Fork, and he built this product. It's the Power Plus Pain Aid. I've used the product myself. If you're somebody who likes to work hard but play even harder, you know, you don't move, you can't move. You gotta move, but then when you move, you still get those aches and pains, maybe in your back, maybe your shoulder, wherever that might be for you. Power Plus Pain Aid basically is an energy drink, one of those small energy drink bottles, but it also includes pain-relieving vitamins. If you go to drinkpowerplus.com, drinkpowerplus.com, for all of our Montana Talks listeners, you can take 15% off your orders at drinkpowerplus.com by using the code FLINT15, FLINT15 at checkout. There you go. All right, I think our guest producer today, Finley Warden, I think has his microphone turned back on. All right, Finley, give us a scene setter, and then what audio clip do you want to share with us? This is just one of the things that you are uncovering following that teachers union conference in Missoula last week.
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to remind the audience and play a clip from last year's 2024's conference. This was from a session called the LGBTQ State of the State. And it's important to note that the person presenting this was flown in from out of state by the NEA, the National Educators Association. And the National Educators Association continued to have a major presence at this year's conference. So I'm just going to go ahead and play the clip.
Absolutely. At NEA, we have six different LGBTQ modules, and that talks about gender and sexuality, which is something that is designed for any educator, administrators, anybody can request that. But the resource, if you Google gender unicorn, it's a unicorn, and it talks about the difference between gender and sexuality and what are the differences, right? Feelings, emotions, gender identity is your expression, right? How you identify versus usually sexual orientation, that is internal, right? That's your wiring, that's who you love, that's where your feelings and emotions and gender identity is, how you want people to not only, it's an expression, but also, names, pronouns, so on and so forth. So yes.
Well, the pronoun name, the pronoun game. We all remember the pronoun game. Apparently, even Hollywood is moving away from the pronoun game as well, but not the MFPE, Finley, it sounds like. So that was from last year's conference. This year, they're basically doubling down kind of on this LGBTQ plus agenda. Yeah, set up the next clip for us as well.
Yeah, here, I'll go back and play the clip of the librarian again. And just as a reminder to everybody, this is a middle school librarian in at Washington Middle School in Missoula. And she was bragging about a book that was previously banned from her library due to sexual content. But she kind of secretly added it back to her library. And she explains how joyful she felt by doing that.
What I consider to be my victory story, about 4 years ago, I had a book in my library that my colleague removed without telling me, and my colleague did not, when she made this decision, was not truthful with our administrator that it was going to result in the book being removed from our library. I did not find out about it until after it was already gone. And this was a situation where this librarian struggled to maintain objectivity. And she struggled, again, her heart was in the right place, 100%, her heart was in the right place, but she was leading with her heart and not with her head. And it caused the book to essentially be censored from my library. So just this year, I was able to order that book. It is on its way. Two copies will be sitting on my library shelf. And I did not even realize until I saw that the order was shipping how emotionally attached to that situation I was.
Okay, I'll cut it there, but you saw she was explaining how she added that previously banned book. And I walked up to her after the presentation and I asked her what book it was. She said it was the Heartstopper series. And if you look up what that book contains, it contains graphic sexual material that's not appropriate for middle schoolers.
Yeah, that's just crazy. And then when you combine that with some of the other things, Finley, that you've exposed, where in other sessions they're telling teachers to just play dumb and ignore parents who question DEI or critical race theory being taught in the classroom. If I'm not mistaken, Finley, I remember our Attorney General, Austin Knutson, came out and issued a legal opinion that said CRT is already against Montana law. We have laws on the books that ban racism in the schools, that ban this type of stuff. And that's exactly what CRT is. It is straight up racism. And here they are. Oh, yeah, just play dumb if you get caught by parents pushing this stuff.
Yeah, and I actually think we should go further. I think there needs to be legislation in the legislature that explicitly names these things for what they are. We need to pass a bill in the legislature that specifically says, you cannot teach anything about anti-capitalism. You cannot teach anything about anti-racism. You cannot teach any of these things. That's more specific than just saying CRT or DEI, because these are acronyms that the left always says, oh, it actually means this. Oh, it actually means this. We need legislation that specifically names these things so that teachers can't find these loopholes in these laws.
All right. And then, Finley, before I go back to John Jackson here covering some other, stories of the day, give us your reaction as a young person. You know, you just turned 20 years old, looking at these left-wing, so-called No Kings protests and rallies that we saw this past weekend.
Yeah, so I went to public school in Missoula for 10 years, so I'm very familiar with the type of person who shows up to these protests. Many of my teachers actually remind me very much. They were probably at the one in Missoula. But these just kooky old boomers who have bought completely into the hippie leftist mindset. And that really is their God. They do not have Jesus is not their God. They say no kings. And that's a rejection of anything higher than themselves.
Oh, what a summary there, John Jackson. I got to get your reaction to that. I know, because of the way we got you hooked into the system here, you weren't able to hear it. But Finley basically said these No Kings activists are the kooky old boomers who bought into basically the hippie mindset. Your thoughts, John?
That's exactly what you are. And yet you think about it, that demographic out there, they're home all day long. They're retired. They're having the acid lies of MSNBC poured into their ear all day long. And they also, because they're retired, they have no fear of losing a job by some of their idiotic wacko behavior. So they're the perfect demographic for these leftists to be paid protesters. And that's what they are. They're all out there getting paid.
All right. By the way, speaking of our conversation with Superintendent of Public Instruction Susie Hedlund, just a few minutes ago, I just saw she has just shared a full press release on this very topic. If you go to x.com/AaronFlint, I just reposted it, so you can check it out there as well. All right, quick break. Phone lines are open for you. Now's your chance to call.
Need more...
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is hysterical. Yeah, Finley, throw your microphone on real fast. Give us, what did you want to share? Go ahead, Finley.
So we have some live breaking news. I'm actually on the MFPE's email list. They just sent out two emails to all of their members telling their members to call into the show right now. The email is, first of all, totally false. They called me a paid lobbyist for the Freedom Foundation. I have nothing to do with the Freedom Foundation. I know Maxford Nelson. He does work for the Freedom Foundation. They falsely claim that he's calling into the show today. He's not. I never worked for the Freedom Foundation. I know Max, and he helped me out with that bill we were running, but I'm not paid to do this. My only intention to bring down MFPE is solely my own.
Yeah, this is hilarious, Finley. Thanks for that report. Thanks for that quick update. Yeah, he just sent me screenshots. So Amanda Curtis, John Jackson, Amanda Curtis, who heads up the MFPE, just sent out an alert to her email list with some actually straight up false information. But I think we know what happened to Victor, our apparent seminar caller earlier from Missoula. It sounds like he was inspired or told to call in by Amanda Curtis and MFPE to try to shift attention away from these stories that are being uncovered by young Finley here.
Isn't that strange? Isn't that the same communist that ran for office here, the gun control, gun grabber, climate change nutbag? Isn't that her?
Yeah, remember Amanda Curtis? She was the socialist from Anaconda who she wore the black, was it the black Trayvon Martin hoodie while she was recording a YouTube video? And people are like, what are you, while she was ranting and raving about gun control. Yeah, no surprise that she is the one in charge of the union that oversees the teachers union right now. Yeah.
Yeah, guys, this is not your grandpa's Democrat Party. Okay, these are not people that are just patriots and who simply want a social safety network. These are flat-out communists. Every single one of them that's running for office, that's in office, is a flat-out communist. And their entire goal is to take this place down. Every move they make is to serve that one purpose.
Well, and what's really funny was I actually said on the show yesterday, and everybody knows this, anybody can call into the show, but I was also like, hey, if MFPE and Amanda Curtis want to be on the program, of course they can be on the program and jump in on the conversation here and give their side of this. But it's funny, instead of doing that, they're hiding behind their members in their email list. Hey guys, call into this show and try to put out some spin out there about what happened at our conference last year. That's just hilarious.
Well, see, people like that, you know, Amanda Hug and Kiss there, right? She wouldn't last 10 minutes on your show because they have never had to talk to anybody and engage in any kind of reasonable debate with the other side. They don't do that, not ever. And she'll just start calling you names and calling you a Nazi and a Trump lover and then hang up.
She'd do fine. She'd be fine. You know, it's you just pretend to be a moderate and use nice little buzzwords but we would certainly ask some questions that she's not going to face from anybody else in the media. But that's also why when we get these seminar callers that you can tell are plants that are calling in and they're not being and they're being disingenuous and they're trying to put a spin out there in front of our listeners. When we sniff out a seminar caller, we're going to call you out and we're going to have fun doing it.
Well, it's like we said, it all has the same general context of I'm a Republican, but
I don't like Donald Trump's tweets. Okay, well, do you like the hostages coming home? Do you like the fact that we avoided the largest tax increase in American history? And they don't say squat when you bring up any of that, any of everything that Trump is accomplishing, because it's not about that. They're just anti-Trump in its spin, and it's a seminar caller. Hey, John, always great to have you on the show. Thanks for sticking around with us this hour, especially as we had a lot to pack in here with Finley's reporting and with the superintendent of public instruction joining us on the show as well. Maybe Amanda Curtis will join us tomorrow on this show. You never know. Anybody can jump in on this show here. That's the fun. Finley Warden, we got about a minute to go. He says he wants to give MFPE a message. Finley, the microphone is yours.
Yeah, I have a message for MFP, and Amanda, I'm sure you're watching right now, so this is for you. I am not being paid to do the work I'm doing to try to take you down. I went to Montana Public Schools for 10 years. I saw firsthand the corruption that your teachers' unions and the negative effects that your union places on all students and all parents in the state. The recordings I got speak for themselves. You cannot deny. You cannot deny the illegal content that was at your conference. You cannot deny the inappropriate sexual content that was at your conference. All the recordings will be released, and you cannot hide from this.
Well, Finley, I think there's a lot of teachers out there that also agree with you and are cheering you on right now. I know there are so many great school teachers all across Montana that are tired of being slapped in the face by their own teachers' union as well. And what about the private sector unions? I mean, you know, the MFPE and what they've been doing, they've not only been slapping their own school teachers in the face with mask mandates and other nonsense, but they've been slapping our private sector union guys in the face as well by, you know, standing by not standing with them.